Paul, the bottom line is prices have been frozen for next season. Just tell us why the club has come to that decision for the new campaign.
Our focus was on affordability and to try and make it as easy as possible for people to renew for next season.
What were the considerations? Were you worried at all that if you did rise prices, that maybe people would be tempted not to renew?
I think when you've had a difficult season such as the one we've had, you will always have some people that will be less likely to renew than they might have been in a better season. But we've got a very loyal fan base. They're very committed to the club. They know that sometimes you can have difficult seasons like this. So we're pretty confident the majority of people will renew again for next season.
And how comfortable do you feel in terms of the competitiveness of the prices that the club has now, sort of going forward?
Well, you know, the season ticket price is not just about entry to the game. You know, we try and provide as much value around it as possible. There's travel included, subsidised travel included in the ticket price. There's free Wi-Fi in the stadium. There's an opportunity to go to free access bars before the game, pre-match entertainment. So the season ticket value is partly about the game, massively about the game, and for some people, all about the game. But in addition to that, there are other value-added items that go into making up the price of the ticket.
So the prices have stayed the same, but you have made a couple of changes and a couple of new introductions. Just tell us a little bit about one for those under 21 and also the travel implications as well.
Well, the under 21 price is something we've introduced really as a result of direct feedback from fans. I think some people found it quite difficult to make that leap from being an under 18 suddenly to being an adult. And this interim step is designed obviously for those who go off to university or to college, so it helps them continue to afford their season ticket. But even those going straight into work are not necessarily on the highest incomes or the highest salaries. So this is a sort of a graduated step to allow them to continue to come to the Amex, continue to enjoy games here and to keep hold of their season ticket. On the travels front, we're in negotiations at the moment with Southern Rail to try and extend the travel zone, both east and west, to try and make it again a little bit more affordable for people that are currently on the edge of that travel zone to come to our games.
I've got to say, obviously, bearing in mind where the Albion are in the table at the moment, what considerations are there if it were to be League One football, not Championship football next season?
Well, obviously, we've planned these prices, and these prices are for being in the Championship. If our status changes in any way, then we will review prices.
Has that process already happened? So you're aware of what you would charge now, or will that decision be made maybe further down the line?
No, we don't like to tempt fate. So we've made the commitment that we will review things pretty rapidly if things change. But obviously at the moment, our focus and our priority and our expectation is to be playing in the Championship again next season.